Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so glad to have you with me. So grateful that you're here. You're taking the time to study the Word of God. My prayer for you is that you are blessed by what God has to say to you through the Scriptures. So, as usual, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. And the importance of this is to understand that all the teaching we get truly comes from the Holy Spirit of God. He uses people to teach His Word, but He's the one that's actually teaching us. And so we want to prepare our hearts to hear from Him today. Pray with me, if you will, please. Heavenly Father, we know that You're our true teacher. You're the one that gives us the gospel. You're the one that gives us Your Word and Your ways through these letters that You inspired, these books that You inspired in the Bible. And so today, we want our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears to be open to receive from You. And we ask that You just make way for that today, Lord. We want to hear from You today in Your Word. We bless You and we thank You for this time we can share together. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esteeming Others Better Than Themselves. And it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. As Paul the Apostle continues his encouragement and instruction to the church in Philippi, we have noted the series of ifs contained within the first verse of the second chapter of Philippians, and we have learned how the church members there would fulfill Paul's joy by being unified. In chapter 2 and verse 3 of the book of Philippians, Paul instructs the church about the attitude they should have toward one another, where we read, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves." The verse begins, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory." Paul employs the word let, which means allow or permit, this to begin this guidance to the church. He adds the word nothing, which implies everything they do, then gives two attitudes that they should not have when they involve themselves in these activities. First, they should not do them through strife, which means electioneering or intriguing for office, partisanship, or fractionlessness. And secondly, they should not do them with vainglory or groundless self-esteem and empty pride, a vain opinion or error. In each of these attitudes, there is a tendency for the promotion of personal advancement and betterment of themselves. And this idea is contrary to the essence of the gospel itself. The verse goes on to say, "But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." Paul gives the contrasting manner in which they should operate, as indicated by the word "but." He said they should be in lowliness of mind, or having a humble opinion of oneself, a deep sense of one's moral littleness, modesty, and humility. And rather than advance themselves, let each esteem, which means to rule, command, and have authority over, other better than themselves. They were to allow others to stand out, rise above, be over the top, to be above, be superior in rank, authority, power, as prominent rulers to excel, to be superior and to surpass themselves. Rather than advance themselves, they were to advance one another. Upon first glance, this instruction of Paul may seem very contrary to our natural way of being. We generally think of ourselves more highly than others, and to be guided to esteem others better than ourselves might not come naturally. We live in a world where people are taught to advance themselves, promote themselves, and think about themselves first, and only later consider someone else. Perhaps as we think about these things, we will be benefited by the example of Jesus, who made Himself lowly and of no reputation so that we might have a relationship with God. And may the Lord Jesus help us by His Holy Spirit to be reminded of the manner in which He lived every time we have the opportunity to esteem others better than ourselves. Next time, Paul writes about how men should look upon things. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.